This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. They just take lessons.
You're despicable.
All right, we are back. I am Joe Mancini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Be involved, be engaged, be part of. You know what I'm saying? I mean, really should be. Anyway, yep, we're at it again. I always do appreciate the time you spend with us. Now, I told you, we're just going to jump into it. There's so much to do, so much to get through. And it's happening everywhere. And it's bad because we keep electing these people who could care less about what you and I think, right? Could care less about what we think is right or wrong. They're going to tell us what and how we need to believe. The moral majority, you know, the guys out of Hollywood there, the ones that, you know, they usually marry, you know, six different women over, or six different men over a period of a short period of years. It's just nuts what they push on us. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. There's a lot you can do up there. Mostly, you can click on the donate button. That's always a good one to press on, too. All right, let me get to it, because I love these stories. You know, can you imagine any Republican politician getting 1/100th, I'm talking 1/100th of a pass on the passes that Joe Biden gets? The dirtiness behind the dealings with Ukraine, with his son and himself, and China. Right? You know, think all this through. And his racist comments from the Senate floor over the years. They're nothing new. Right, the sexual assaults, unwanted touching, been going on for years with him. Again, nothing new. So you know that Biden voted to protect tax status of private segregated schools in his day. That's right. But nobody will talk about it. You won't see it on mainstream media. Joe Biden has become, you know, he just, we all know that we don't know. Let's just say he's a presumptive Democratic presidential nominee. But the Washington Free Beacon has been looking into his voting record. And what it found should call into question the media and why they haven't called the character of Biden out. He is no racial healer. He actually serves as a poster boy for career politicians. You know, him and Nancy Schumer and so forth. The old guard, the old school people. He spent 36 years representing Delaware in the United States Senate, first taking office at the age of 30, right, during the Nixon administration. And this is the only career he's known, him and Bernie. You get a lot of guys that have made it into these offices, and that's it. They're there for life. In 1979, Biden voted against stripping the tax-exempt status of so-called white flight academies. You know, they're racially segregated private schools that popped up following that 1954 Brown versus Board of Education Supreme Court ruling. It ruled that public schools could not. It was illegal for public schools to be segregated. You know who was against that, too? The peanut guy. Yeah, remember him? I got a funny one on him. I think I'll play later on. And again, when the Democrats say we're the racists, they have been the ones that voted against this stuff. The fact that Biden would vote in such a way shouldn't come to surprise anybody, right? Back when liberal Trump haters, you know, they had numerous alternatives to Biden. They did, you know, some of these media publications, they did some digging into Biden's past. Remember, Kamala Harris wasn't for him. Cory Booker was not for him. New York Magazine actually put together a whole list, if you would, of his sins. I don't know what you want to call them. We'll go through those in a few minutes. Some of you need to have this information. Instead of just say, the guy's a racist, or the guy's a this, or the guy's... Have some of this information to tell people about. Because they can't, you know, they start tripping all over each other. When they start calling you names and they hang up on you, then you know you got them, right? From referring to state-mandated school integration as the most racist concept you can come up with, in the 1970s, describing his future boss, Barack Obama, as the first sort of mainstream African-American who is articulate and bright and clean. Can I translate that for you? He's the first black guy that can actually speak English. He's kind of bright, and he's clean. He don't stink. Yeah, that's what Joe was saying. Come on, can we talk here? But you guys on the left would never admit that. As a matter of fact, some of you try to throw stones at me after that one. That's exactly what he meant. When you start using a dialect or a slang or an accent in your voice when you're talking to black people that you've never used before, he's talking down to you. Hillary did the same thing. Right? I mean, seriously. Even after he became vice president to America's first African-American president, Biden continued to make race-baiting or racially sensitive remarks. Remember that? I love some of the stuff he said. We're going to go through some of those. I want you to have this for your buddies. Joe Messina, your host. You listen to Real Site. Don't go far. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
There is the theory of the Mobius, a twist in the fabric of space where time becomes a loop, from which there is no escape.
I do appreciate the time you spend commenting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution, actually. And it is a big deal. You know, I want to make sure, I really do want to make sure that you guys got the information you need. So when you move forward, when you're talking to other people, we don't look like fools. Seriously. I mean, if you simply repeat what you see without checking it out, then yeah, you're gonna get yourself in trouble. All right, back to some of Biden's follies here. Because even after he became vice president, the gaffes that they let him walk on, no Republican would have ever been able to walk on. None. Right?
Again, you heard he assumed that mostly he assumed a mostly black crowd in Virginia that Republican presidential nominee Mitt Romney would put, you ready for this one? Remember this? Put y'all back in chains. Now, he didn't use that word y'all at all, ever, anywhere he was at. But now, all of a sudden, it came out of nowhere. On the campaign trail last summer, Biden uttered perhaps the most outrageous statement of all. And he got a walk. Remember this? He said that poor kids are just as bright and talented as white kids. Isn't that great? But that wasn't racist, right? Come on, think about it. That wasn't racist at all, they say. It's just, it's just Joe being Joe. Not a big deal. And the reason it's so maddening / infuriating is because if you really think about it, if a Republican did something like that, it'd be all over with. I mean, am I wrong? And what I love about this, too, the other thing I really do love about this, is they always say things like, we make it up, we overblow it, it's really not the way it went down, it's not really what was said. Now, let's see, you know, and finding Joe's stuff, guys, I wonder why it's getting harder and harder. What do you think that is? I don't know if some of you heard today that Facebook, now they're gonna clean up the mess, right? They are going to censor political advertisements if they think that those political advertisements have hate speech in them. Go figure that one out. I'm not joking. I'm serious. Here's, let's see if I can play this. I don't know if I'm going to be able to pull this off, but I'm going to try. Let's see. Oh, there it is. Come on, Joe. You can do it. You know, it's always great when a plan comes together, ain't it? Ah, there you go. You got to unmute it.
We have this notion that somehow if you're poor, you cannot do it. Poor kids are just as bright and just as talented as white kids. Wealthy kids, black kids, Asian kids. No, I really mean it, but think how we think about it. We think, no, we're going to dumb it down. They can do anything anybody else can do, given a shot.
You know, the reason we're the country we are is we're a nation of immigrants. It's not because I'm standing with you, but it's a fact. It's a fact. We've been able to cherry pick the single best of every single solitary culture in the world, from every continent in the world. That's why we're who we are. Because to get up and decide to come to the United States, whether it was 200 years ago or 2 days ago, takes a whole heck of a lot of courage, takes a lot of resilience, takes a lot of determination.
That's right, Joe. You tell him, man. You're the guy. Somehow Biden still manages to outdo himself, right? Last month, he told black radio host Charlemagne the God, if you have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or not, or Trump, then you ain't black. Again, with the y'all and the ain't. But he gets a walk on those. Now, he gets some black people stirred up, but not enough. They still defended him to no end. And you know how they defended him in most cases? If you listen to the interviews, they always go, yeah, but, you know, what about Trump's this? And the funny thing about it is, when I tried to do that on CNN, they kept telling me, we don't do whatabouts. Yeah, you do. You do it all the time. Even if Biden does pick a black woman as his running mate, going to do nothing to erase the Democrat Party's just horrendous record on race. And that's what you and I need to do. We can't just sit there and go, hey, you guys have always been the racist. Tell them why. Tell them how. And learn. I'm going to have Rick Green on the show next week. Learn what this so-called switch was in the parties. That is getting old. It's getting extremely old. You know, again, adding a black woman to a presidential ticket won't ease the fact that most of the opposition to the Civil Rights Act of 1964 came from Democrats, not Republicans. Now, contrary to the media narrative, it's Republicans who deliver the African African Americans from slavery. The Republican Party was specifically founded for the purpose of stopping the spread of slavery in the United States. Oh, but they switched places. I just keep forgetting that. The Democrats, on the other hand, pushed back on Republicans' efforts to abolish slavery, establish racial equality. Right? Look at the nearly unanimous opposition to the 13th Amendment to the Constitution, which abolished slavery. Right? They hated it. They hated the idea. They didn't want any part of it. And when you look at how many voted for it or voted against it, if you would, how could the Democrats with a straight face? You know, this is why they want. I keep telling you, this is why they want control of the interweb, so they can erase some of the stuff, get it gone, so nobody will know. And then you had Lincoln pushing this thing. I'm just telling you, it over and over and over again. When you look at this, when you look at who voted for what and how. On the passage of the joint resolution to amend the Constitution of the United States, the ayes have 119, the noes were 56. The measure passed by the narrowest of margins, with 8 members abstaining. 8 members abstained. 16 Democrats, all but 2 lame ducks, joined the full slate of Republicans in approving the measure. Joe Messina, your host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Get informed, people. Get engaged and get informed. We'll be back in a minute. Don't go far. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you and God bless America.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
You USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump has now signed an executive order to protect all national monuments, memorials, and statues. The president said those who vandalize the monuments will be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. And Interior Secretary David Bernhardt speaks on protesters who continue to tear down historical statues.
Well, the reality is that the destruction of government property in a deliberate manner is a crime that carries with it a very severe and significant penalty. We are ensuring that we, when we have an opportunity, we arrest individuals, and we're asking the Department of Justice to prosecute them to the full extent of the law.
The first test of the new policy should be coming in Washington, D.C. over the weekend, as protesters have threatened for the last week to tear down the Emancipation Statue of Abraham Lincoln. This is USA Radio News.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Slime me.
That's great! Actual physical contact! Can you move?
We are back. This is the Real Side of GTN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Hey, listen, always a pleasure. Love it. Well, I like having you on the ride with me. I really do appreciate it. And listen, get involved, get engaged, be part of. Really that simple for me. Okay? Just be part of the solution. Again, 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. God, there's so much I want to get to, and I know I'm not going to be able to. You know? All right, let's stick with Joe Biden for the moment. Because you got to love him. Well, there's a lot of material there, right? All those years. Well, anybody know any of his major accomplishments for all those years in Congress, in the Senate? Just curious. You know, when you look at it, again, do your homework on the Democrats so you can throw it right back at them. Make them answer. As an African-American conservative activist, Brandon Tatum told the Western Journal last June, Democrats are the party of Klan, Jim Crow, and so on. They love segregation. In contrast, Republicans are the party of Frederick Douglass and Abraham Lincoln. Anybody home? Are you listening? The legacy of Republicans working to advance the well-being of African-Americans continues today. Arizona State Representative Walt Blackman explained in a recent Western Journal op-ed, before the shutdowns put our economy on pause, African-American unemployment was at the lowest rate ever. In addition, Republicans established themselves as champions of school choice and naming children in lower-income neighborhoods. Look, every place you look, I'm involved in public school, but there's a reality here. Let's just be honest about it. Now, whether the public school hands are shackled by the legislators or from within, I don't know. I can't tell you. But I'll tell you what I can tell you. I see how public education moves and how slow it moves. Do you have districts that are champions? Do you have teachers that are champions? But these legislators get in the way on a regular basis. The local area should be allowed to decide how the kids are educated and how they're not. Yes,
Maybe we should have national standards. They shouldn't be dictated to us how to get there, though. Your kids should be able to graduate high school reading at a 12th grade level. I'm just saying. California, these mind surgeons, brain surgeons here, they've decided that you don't need an exit exam because you might feel bad. So you could conceivably still get a decent diploma, graduate high school in California, and really not know how to read. Really not know how to read. And it's just the way, you know what? We don't want the kids to feel bad. Because they're going to feel really good when they sit down and do an application and they can't read the darn thing to fill it out. They're going to feel great about themselves, aren't they? In addition, Republicans have established themselves as champions for school choice, I believe, enabling children in lower-income neighborhoods. You know, when it comes to charter schools and private schools, you know, charter schools are technically public schools. But they're not bound by all the union rules. They're not bound by certain issues and what have you or certain guidelines. But they do reach those kids that regular schools don't do well with. And polling has shown over and over and over again, every year the support for school choice is the highest in the African-American community. Why? Because they get screwed the most. The worst schools are in the inner city. Right? Work it through. The worst schools are in the inner city. You have the highest number of black kids in the inner city. What are they doing to fix it? They're going on strike for more pay for the teachers. Look, I don't care. We can pay teachers $200,000 a year. Okay? But I want a merit system for that. You can't say that you can't have a merit system. You can't say you can't, you know, look at how teachers operate and what have you. Especially when it comes to kids failing. Look, I bring up a school in Los Angeles that a company by the name of Green Dot Charter, this is years ago, came in to fix. Because the parents made such a stink, they allowed them to come in to fix it. 70% of the kids were dropping out of school and not graduating. Couldn't read. Didn't like going to school. These guys came in and cleaned the place out. They cleaned up the school. They interviewed the teachers that were already there. I'm giving you the Reader's Digest version, plus. All right, I mean, basically, any teacher who said, all I do is try to get these kids through the class and through school was gone, which I don't blame them. Exactly what should have happened. I mean, you see where I'm going with this? They instituted uniforms. They opened the school from 7A to 7P. They told the teachers, you know, you have got to help these kids. You can't just graduate them. They have to read when they graduate. And within 2 years, they had flipped that number. Almost 80% of the kids were graduating. Okay? And you got to sit there and go, okay, so what were they doing different? Same thing happened in D.C., you know, that Democrat-run town? Before Obama got there, they had charter schools, public schools, private schools, and voucher systems. And they instituted that because of how bad the school districts were doing. And once they instituted that, guess what happened? Yeah, you got it. All of a sudden, the public schools had to compete. They had to compete for those students. Look, the public school system is the only, it's really the only system in government where they can force you to take your child to a failing school where they know he or she will not know how to read, will not learn much of anything. And you're stuck going there because it's against the law to use somebody else's address to move your child. Think about that. They have full control of the education system. And I go back to my mantra. You guys know it. If you've been listening to the show for any length of time, it goes back to the Jim Crow days when it was illegal to teach black people how to read. It was illegal to educate a black person. Why? Because if they got an education, if they had a clue, which most of these young kids today that are tearing down statues don't, they would be able to get themselves out of the situation they were in. They would learn enough to be able to get out of it and possibly put down, I don't know, just get out of their situation. All right? And what happens today? They have had, the Democrats have had control of our education system for decades. They have virused up our areas of higher learning, higher education. And so even at the college levels, your kids do not know who the abolitionists are. They're ripping down statues of abolitionists. They're making excuses as to why they should tear down Abraham Lincoln. They know nothing about history. Man, I'll tell you what. If I ran the education system for this country, that would be the one thing for sure that you would have to pass before you got out of high school. You would have to know the history of this country, good and bad. The accomplishments of this country. We are the light on the hill. Okay? We are the greatest country on this planet. If America wasn't here, if the United States did not exist today, what would this planet look like? Now, I know there's a lot of low-life trolls out there going, well, yeah, we'd be better off because we... No, you wouldn't. You would not. We've been called in to save... Other France three times, for God's sakes. We've been called in to save people from communism, socialism. People were being killed in mass in other countries. I didn't see Venezuela taking all their ships there, you know, because socialism works out so well. The communists didn't go. Well, the communists were making it happen. The fascists in Italy, the fascista, they were making it happen. And it was capitalism, freedom-loving people who wanted other people to have freedom. The Brits, the Americans, that were fighting for the freedom of others. Yeah, we could have simply just shored up our borders, said, hey, guys, you voted them in, go pound sand. You let them in, go pound sand. We'll take care of us. We're done with you. We didn't do that. And even when we bombed Japan, and I'm looking at some of the history books who said it was the wrong thing to do, what do they know? They weren't there. They weren't part of. But even when we bombed Japan, what did? We went back and fixed it. Helped them rebuild. Hey, Joe Messina, your host. You'll see the real side. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Need to do our part
and show that we care.
Look, man,
I wear a mask to protect you.
You wear a mask to protect me.
Let's all wear a mask to stop the spread of coronavirus and save lives.
Good reasons for the public and business owners to wear and offer face masks. And here's more good reasons. Get 100 disposable face masks for only $36.99 or 50 disposable masks only $18.99 from sunny-bay.com. The best value of level 1 disposable face masks or high quality N95 face masks anywhere. Plus, get free shipping on all orders over $35. Choose your level of protection and see your selections at sunny-bay.com. Prices are low, but supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or N95 face masks. Ask about volume discounts available for all businesses. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
This is a pandemic survival alert, and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Life.
Well, it's early yet.
Feel the rhythm now.
We are back. We'll do a couple of rapid fire. What do you think? Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us. On the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. The, man, I tell you what. These Dem-run cities. You know, can we please stop? I'll get back to Biden in a second. Can we please stop talking about the numbers of people that are tested for coronavirus? If you were testing 100 a day, and all of a sudden you get an onslaught of test kits, and now you're testing 1,000 a day. And what you were finding before at your 100 a day that you were coming up with 10 a day with COVID, testing positive for COVID. Now you can test 1,000 a day and you're coming up with 100. Are your COVID numbers rising really? Think about it. Your percentages are the same. The same percentage of people have it. You know, I didn't go through the. I should have done it. I should have read the article. But about getting the schools back open, and it was an article about how many kids actually get it, how they get it, the percentage of kids under 20 that have it. But yet that's the kind of science because, you know, it's too positive. It's too far on the positive side for getting kids back in school. They're not interested in it. Anyway, we have allowed these people to get away with this for years. We have allowed the Democrats to get away with putting it on us that Republicans and conservatives are racists. We can't stand Hispanics and blacks. We've let them get away with that too long without calling out their sins and showing them on a regular basis. Because if you notice, when they're confronted, it's not even that they back down. They don't respond. I mean, Chuck Schumer gave this speech on how the Republicans didn't care and had nothing to offer and all this other stuff. While Tim Scott was not far from him. You know, he was their token black man. Think about that. So, see, all black lives don't matter. Tim's life doesn't matter. What Tim wants to do doesn't matter. We need to call them out on that. And they're trying to sell the fact that we wouldn't get behind their bill on the floor in the House. Well, that's because not only did they not invite any Republicans, they wouldn't allow any Republicans in. That simple. That's not transparency. That's not wanting to work together. They keep telling you, the way they can hang the Republicans is keep throwing it in front of them. Hey, Thursday morning, that's 2 days from today, we're going to sit down and start hammering this out. Come on in. Come on down. But they didn't let them do that. They even went to far, I mean, Jim Jordan went as far to say that they kept voting down some of the amendments they were trying to get in, some of the paperwork they were trying to hand in and deal with. They wouldn't even take it. They wouldn't deal with them. They wouldn't allow them to have a say. So they want total control. Really that simple. And now this political correctness is causing the deaths. Even more deaths. You know, look at Chicago. You've got a governor of Illinois, the mayor of Chicago, you've got these shootings that are on the rise. They're going, what are they doing? Nothing. They're doing absolutely nothing. Why? All they're doing is coming to the microphone and going, you know, you people have to stop breaking the law. Oh, yeah, that's going to help. Guys that have guns illegally, that are out there shooting other people because they want more control, they're going to stop shooting people because, did you hear what the mayor said? The mayor said I didn't know this was illegal. Did you know this was illegal? And that's going to stop everything, right? Three hours after getting out of jail, I love these. I really do, because we can call it, we can say it's happening, and they won't listen to us. 3 hours after getting out of jail, North Carolina man fatally shoots a girl 7 in the head while she was eating ice cream. Maybe she looked in the wrong way. I don't know. Right? Actually, she was caught in crossfire. How did he get out of jail and get a gun? They're illegal, aren't they? Seriously. And it's getting worse and worse and worse because they don't blame anything on what they've done. They take responsibility for nothing. It's again why I call the Democrat Party the party of non-responsibility. Within 3 hours of being released from jail, right, he shot a young girl in the head. Now, you know how they always say the name, speak the name, say the name. Yeah, how about we start speaking and posting the names? Let's see if you guys have some guts. Post the names go get the names of the people shot in Chicago. The innocent ones, 3-year-old, 7-year-old, 11-year-old. Get their names. And post them on your website, on your Facebook page. All right? 7-year-old Aaliyah Norris, she died after she sustained a bullet shot to the skull while eating ice cream in the car. Isn't that great? She was eating ice cream when the bullet came into the window and ended her life. And the cops went there anyway. They responded to the incident at the intersection of and found two people removing Aaliyah from the car. A man, 26, is charged with the murder after he shot dead a 7-year-old. The first responders showed up. They couldn't do much for her. She was in really bad condition when they showed up. The Forest City Dunbar Elementary School, where Aaliyah was a student, released a headshot of the girl, stating that she had died. You know, it's funny. If they would just put out there, right, on that website, that the girl died because of somebody who was let out of jail that shouldn't have been let out of jail, was in and out of there all the time, shot her 3 hours after being released from jail. There'd be an outcry. Right? I mean, I would hope so. After an investigation, within a few minutes and tips from the community, they went and charged Shaquille Marchon Francis, 26, as the man who shot the girl. I should have read his name. I'm sorry. I mean, you go on and on with this stuff. I can go through and read this story over and over and over again. Right? But it doesn't help. And the House Democrats, the guys that are all for fixing this, making sure that blacks aren't randomly shot anymore? Well, the House Democrats unanimously blocked a resolution condemning acts of violence and rioting, including the deliberate targeting of law enforcement officers. The resolution, which was introduced by Representative Greg Staub, Republican out of Florida, condemned Floyd's killing at the hands of police, calling it inconsistent with the values and the conduct expected of law enforcement. Now, how can you fight that, right? That's a great, great line. It's true. I believe it. The resolution also supported peaceful protesters, but it noted that protests have been exploited by violent extremists, carrying out acts of violence, looting, destruction of businesses, and personal property. Jim Jordan spoke in favor of the resolution, arguing that while Floyd's death was wrong, and it couldn't get any wronger, there's a big difference between peaceful protests and rioting. He also spoke against defunding the police, calling it the craziest public policy proposals he's ever seen. I think the resolution is consistent with where American values are. He's right. It's true. It is true. We don't want violence. We don't want, you want to protest? Great, protest. Great idea. Exercise your rights. We're right there with you. We're not with you when you set fire to police cars. Okay? We're not with you when you smash windows. We're not with you when you hurt other people. We're not with you when a young African-American man walking by an 82-year-old white woman punches her in the face. What is that all about? And now you go down this list of what the Democrat lawmakers, they're not interested. They're just not interested. Right? You've got lawmakers, you can probably guess, that are pushing to fund police departments all across the country. Tlaib? Omar? They call the police. I mean, these people are sick. They're extremely sick. And you know what? If you live in those areas, and you voted those people in, I think that you should have to be ruled by them and be forced to live under the laws they want to put in place. Maybe that'll help clean out a bunch of Democrats out of the House. Don't be seeing your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. God bless. Thanks for being with me. Don't do anything stupid. I want you back here with me next week. We'll catch you later.